Texas Parks and Wildlife Podcast, providing an exclusive look into efforts to conserve the wild things and wild places in Texas.
I'm Lydia Saldana with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, and today we're here with two incredibly interesting women. And you know, usually when I do these conversations, I have some idea where the conversation is going to go. And you know what? I have no idea where this conversation is going to go. So you know what? Let's just start. I won't introduce you. I will let you each introduce yourself.
I'm Adrienne Sabom from San Antonio. And I'm a mother of two. And
we'll dive into that a little more, okay.
And I'm Xochitl Rodriguez. I'm a mother of one, Callista, who's sitting here next to us. And I'm from El Paso, Texas.
So we might have some comments from the peanut gallery
every once definitely. In a while. Oh, definitely. She likes to provide opinions.
Yeah, we're here in Fort Worth this morning. We're sitting in a hotel room at the Omni Hotel. Mm-hmm. And we've just had breakfast served, so Callista is having breakfast. So there we go.
I'm so excited to see socks and
she hasn't said a word up till now. Now she's being very, very verbal.
Oh, you're excited to go shark hunting. I know. Well, we're doing that. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
So, you know, in some ways, you guys are worlds apart. I mean, you're from El Paso. You grew up in South Texas. But in so many other ways, you guys have a lot in common.
Yeah. Probably so.
Yeah,
I would say so.
And you know, we're recording this the day after the event that we did to launch We Will Not Be Tamed. Mm-hmm. So did y'all have a chance to talk to each other? What'd you learn about each other?
We did
briefly. Yeah.
I can't believe she hikes as long as she does with her 4-year-old. I mean, it's crazy because yeah. She's not a little.
She's a yeah. Big girl. Yeah.
I can climb a whole mountain.
You can?
You can totally
climb a whole mountain. Well, now we have to explain that.
Yeah.
And you will be telling the story more than once.
I expect so, yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about that hike?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's funny because that hike, of course, was set up to do this seemingly spectacular thing, but it's something that we do so regularly, so yeah. It was really funny to highlight our everyday life in such an incredibly powerful way. I think it gave power to an experience that we've created just very naturally and almost easily. So the first time I strapped Callista on my back, she was itty bitty. She was 4 months old. She had just started sitting up and she was crawling around, and we got this. You're still crawling around. We've gotten this great blue backpack. I never could have imagined when that backpack came through the door that it was going to be what it's become, because she's still in that same backpack. And it's like, it's weighted to like 48 pounds. So I'm just like holding on until that last pound. But when we were contacted to be part of the campaign, the idea was, I think initially first to highlight a hiker. And when they called me, I said I could not possibly do this without my kiddo, because the most beautiful part of my experience hiking and in these mountains has been now with her. And it was all clear and good. And so then it just became this wonderful experience with her of finding the perfect route and finding exactly where to take them. And none of that involved the top of the mountain. Like, we didn't go for a pretty long time. But in the Franklins, the top of the mountain means you've got to be prepared to do no less than like 2,000 lunges, basically, right? Because you're scaling rock at some points. And
2,000 lunges?
Just like, it's horrible. It sounds horrible. One of the trails that we love the most is called Thousand Steps. And that only gets you halfway. It doesn't get you to the top. It doesn't. It gets us to the casita. There's this cool little hut we get to all the time. So that day, of course, we scouted the day before with the photography crew, who was amazing. I don't know a crew that's willing to hike for 7+ hours.
Had a blast.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, some of them overcoming fears of heights that were pretty real. So that was incredible to just witness and watch. Matt and I took them to the ridge, to this beautiful, right before what's called the Knife's Edge on the Franklins. And we were thinking the whole time, I don't know if we can take Callista. this is might be too crazy. We're going to have to just hang on the lower parts. And then the next day, of course, once the energy was there and she was on my back, I was like, oh, of course, we're taking this to the ridgeline. And so it was just this really cool culminating moment of having hiked for so many days and days and days and months.
I'm not talking.
And she's not talking now. Yeah. You're just going to lay there to get her up to the top and show her her world, which we romp around in, you know. We're so active. It was so cool to get her to the top and get her to look down like a bird onto the world, you know.
Yeah. And Adrian, you grew up, I mean, in the outdoors too, didn't you? And how your children
are a little bit older. Different yeah. than the Franklin Mountains.
How's that no explain?
It's, you know, grasslands, just flat.
Which is beautiful.
It's beautiful, think, yes. Yeah.
You could trees. Do 2,000 lunges if you wanted to,
you
right?
You could, it would be a little easier. so the topography is a little bit different. You know, mesquite trees, grasslands, you know, flat.
But Adrian, you hunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that, to me, that is amazing.
I'm not a deer hunter per se, but I do like quail hunting and dove a little bit, but really quail, because that's what I grew up doing. My parents both are avid quail hunters, and so they love it, and so we kind of grew up doing it.
Now, you live in San Antonio now, mm-hmm, right?
Yes.
And you have as an adult, right?
Yes.
So how did you involve your children in outdoor? Because San Antonio is very urban.
It is. Yeah. It is. But, you know, they like to be outside, whether just like, you know, even though it's in the neighborhood, but, you know, riding bikes. And we take, when they were little, we would take them to some of the local parks kind of around and go hiking, or take them to, you know, like the Llano River, or, you know, somewhere where you could go out and just be
in,
just romp around.
Yeah.
And then we would take them down to South Texas as often as we can, go hunting.
So know. They've been hunting.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's so
they
awesome.
They do. They love, you know, we just were, like 2 weeks ago, we went down to see my parents and took them hunting, and, you know, they love it. It's just you're out all day long outside, and, you know, it's like hiking. You have such good conversation, you know, just all day long in that period of time where you can just, you know, talk about whatever. You just don't get that opportunity that much. You know, it's kind of like going on a road trip.
Yeah.
You're in a car. Same, you know, for
by
all day.
By default, there are no choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and just kind of.
So once, how old were you the first time you went hunting?
Oh, gosh. I probably started hunting when I was 12.
Okay.
With a gun. You know, and my kids about the same. They were like 12 or 13, and now they're 14 and 16. So
have you ever been hunting?
I've never been hunting. No.
I sense a field trip.
Yeah.
So one of the cool things is like learning what everybody else does and realizing right. that there's still so much
there's so
to
much.
Learn about and mm-hmm. do and adventures to take. It would be amazing. Yeah. To get out there and hunt. I mean, you would have to do some serious right. coaching to mentally yeah. prepare me for that, to hold a gun. But I think that's also what's fascinating. I think the preconceptions I've had about
right.
some things.
Yeah. yeah.
Really.
And especially now.
Yeah.
Right.
Really just right. sort of melt away when I, especially when I see your photo, I
right.
think.
Well, it's so cool, too, to just watch the dogs, too,
yeah.
you know, because they're part of the whole experience is the dogs, watching so them just totally work, and then they smell the smell, and then they just stop, you know, and it's just really pretty. They're just so, you know, that's part of it, too.
Yeah.
Now, do you have dogs of your own?
No. Okay. Well, we do have a dog, but she's scared of gunshots.
She's not a hunting dog.
if she hears fireworks, gunshots, she runs and does not stop. So she's from Brownsville. She's a, you know, mix kind
now,
of.
You know, we've had a conversation or two before now, and I know you mentioned that it was taking a shooting workshop that really
yeah.
turned the corner for mm-hmm. you on your skill. Can you want to talk about that
yeah,
a little?
Yeah, it's really funny that his name is Leon Measures, and I believe he's still,
yes.
I asked somebody, he's still doing these classes, and he does it with a BB gun.
Okay.
So, I mean, he has little kids from, you know, 4 years old to adults. And it is amazing how he can shoot like a penny in the air with a BB gun. It's just kind of shooting exactly where you look. It's not aiming. And so it really, and I did that probably like 15 years ago. No, maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was really, it like clicked. you know. Awesome. Just made it so simplified.
Yes.
And I kind of, my kids have taken it, but I wanted to have them do it again because it's just such a good tool.
So how did that feel when you got out in the field after that? And all of a sudden it was
weird.
Different.
It like makes it much more fun because you can hit something.
Success.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it just kind of, you know, it clicked and you're out there like, wow, this is kind of more fun when you can hit something.
Yeah.
So have you ever shot at all?
No, I mean a paintball gun. When I was a swim coach, like surrounded by crazy kids.
I've met like, Leon. I mean, yeah, Leon was involved for years and years with Texas Parks and Wildlife Expo. Uh-huh. I don't know if you ever went to that one. It was in Austin. It had like a 17-year run. And he used to do shooting workshops. It was amazing. Would you do that?
Yeah.
It would be so fun. Yeah.
I would totally do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
She could do it too.
And if Calista wants to do it, she can too. I think it would be an important thing to do with kids right now.
Yeah.
Right? Is to teach them about these machines.
Right.
And pieces of work.
How to be safe with them.
How to be safe with them.
Yeah.
And that they serve a higher purpose of conservation. Like, that's been cool to dive into that. And then, I mean, El Paso's not a big hunting place, right? I think we have to travel to go hunt.
Yeah.
For the most part, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mama.
Yeah?
I'm going to tell them something.
You can tell them something, yeah. Go for it.
So, when Echo hears loud noises, he just gets really close to a lake.
Yeah, Echo is our newest puppy. He's not a puppy, he's just a small dog.
And he gets close to me, like, that he knows that I'm his sister.
You're his big sister. You take good care of him, yeah. Echo.
I feed him.
Yep. You clean up after him. Echo spends his time equally smoking cigars on the recliner and snuggling with Calista. He's that kind of dog.
It's a dog's life,
he's
right?
He's a good dog.
Sometimes he watches TV.
Sometimes he watches TV. He's crazy.
Too long and he gets a headache.
Oh, truth. Then he goes and then
you watch TV too long, you get a headache. That's a good lesson to learn at 4 years old, right?
Oh man,
that's hilarious.
Yeah. But what's really beautiful too is like my mom. I grew up outside too, right? Mm-hmm. And so like romping with mom and grandma was normal for me, and I feel like every generation, it gets to change, right? And it gets to be even more beautiful, and it builds from whatever came before it. And like in our case, of course, we grew up roaming. A lot of the time it was like to collect cactus or just to like really just wander for a really long time. And now, because that was already in me, now it's like, well, why not the mountaintop? Like, or why not like this next thing or this new way? And it's so cool because now your kiddos are going to have this workshop before you ever had a chance to have it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, I love meeting moms especially that do these amazing things because it's like always expanding from generation to generation.
And we've talked about a little bit, and I've had the pleasure of meeting your mom, Adrienne.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. Just
she is.
She's a good shot.
She is. She's really good.
So, I mean, what impact has your mother had on your life?
Oh my gosh. I credit my mom with everything, for everything, including this little bird here that I have. She's pretty remarkable. Of course, she survived things that kind of are unfathomable. Calista calls her Lola, and I call her Lola because that's her name. I think she taught me really early that it's okay to have your heart cracked open and like just to live in that and soak it up, and you can still be strong in that, which is a lot of what happens when we go hiking. It's like so overwhelming. On top of the beauty, right, that we're just like immersed in, the things that she comes up with and the stuff she's thinking about and telling me and saying is just like, okay, hold on to your heart. Like, just keep stepping. And I think my mom taught me to feel safe in that. And that definitely is what transfers into everything now and every adventure and every crazy idea and like moments when I feel really scared I can't do something or I shouldn't maybe. It's super easy to just overcome it. You all full? You did a great job. You ate the whole muffin. Nice going. Yeah. So.
And Adrienne, how about you with your mom?
My mom is such a strong person. You know, she gives herself to the community where we grew up, and she put a lot into that community work. And so giving back is a huge thing for both my parents. They give a lot. And, you know, they exposed us to a lot, you know. And so I've kind of done that with my kids, like expose them to all different things and making sure that they do appreciate the outdoors. And, you know, because if they don't, they're not going to do it themselves. You know, if we don't expose them to that, then they're not going to, you know, if we live in San Antonio and we just keep them in the city, that's what they're going to know. Mm-hmm. So we kind of make sure that we take them and do things, and so they're exposed to it, so then they appreciate it.
I had the opportunity to talk to your mom. I interviewed her last year for, anyway, I had a long conversation with her, and she was talking to me a lot about what her early married life was like on mm-hmm. the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was struck by how much work
it was. They did a lot of work, yes.
Yeah. What did you observe as you were growing up? Just kind of what the work that was?
You know, they were always working. They were, you know, training horses, and we would go spend a month every August in Sweetwater, Texas, which is middle of nowhere, very hot. And they would ride horses every single day, and we would be there with them, swimming in the water tank, you know, the water troughs. And so we saw hard work. And, you know, my dad got up early, left at 5 a.m., and got home late just in time for dinner, and he'd go to bed. So, you know, and that was like 6 days a week. So, you know, just there's always something to do. And so we saw that growing up. You know, it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your hope for your daughter?
Oh, but she.
That's
just
a big question.
That's a huge question. The one thing I think I hope is that I can't even fathom the best possible scenario for her. Like, I hope it's just that good.
Mom,
that I can't even get my head around
it.
She's talking about what could happen for you in the future and what I would like for you to see and be. What do you want to be?
A doctor. And a pilot.
And an airplane pilot. Yeah. Then you'll be even higher than the mountaintops. That's crazy. You'll go over the mountains. Yeah. I mean, she just said it, right? Like, I just hope she knows she can go beyond anything I can even show her, that at a certain point she can begin creating the experiences she wants. And I want her to know there's like a whole entire universe. Literally, she can go into space if she wants. She could do whatever she wants, as long as she does it with love and care and consideration, right? That we're part of a very much bigger picture, yeah. I think this, in a big way, and it is on purpose, and I'm sure it's the same for you, Adrian. It's like priming her to understand there's like pretty big things that she's going to have to take care of, and they're going to have to be taken care of in a way that we can't even really probably comprehend in terms of our environment and the world.
She doesn't want the tray there anymore.
Oh, it's got to stay just a second longer. Okay. I know. It's okay, though.
I got to my feet down.
And you can move Adrian, in. You're in a different spot with your kids because they're teenage years.
Oh, yes.
Can be challenging.
Are you having so much fun?
Challenges. Yes, they are. But, you know, having a 16-year-old, she's on the, you know, verge of adulthood. And it's scary, but, you know, I think she knows she can do whatever she wants to do. And she's very driven. And so, you know, she knows that whatever she wants to do, we will support her. It doesn't matter what it is. And so as long as my kids know that there's no limitations.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
Whatever they want to do.
I think we're super lucky to be committed to what we're committed to and to be raising girls.
Yes.
And women, you know. That think
especially right now.
Yeah.
I think it's like everything that's happening right now with the movements and stuff. I think it's a positive for them.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
it's
going to be much better for them, hopefully.
I hope so too,
more opportunities, I think.
And if anything, like she's definitely learning just to claim things, as you can tell. I don't know if it's obvious. Calissa's pretty good at saying what she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's close this out with just, what's your next outdoor adventure? Close it with that.
Yeah.
Let me guess.
We've been talking about it a little bit. And, you know, to be honest, this is one that I'm super nervous about because I have a pretty serious fear of the ocean. Despite that I'm a swimmer, I'm a competitive swimmer. It's weird. But we are headed to San Diego to see my uncle and some family that we haven't seen for actually quite a while. Several who have never even met Calista. And my uncle is a fisherman, and he's taking Calista, and I hope he also brings me along. He's taking her out to the ocean to go shark fishing. So I don't even
really... I'm so excited to do that.
She is so excited. Mom is not... I would use other words to describe my feelings about the boat and the ocean and the sharks. But
it's good for her to see that, too.
Oh, it is so amazing. Yeah, I'm
when
pretty
is this happening?
Thrilled. In 3 weeks.
Are you going to take lots of pictures?
Oh,
and
yeah,
them?
We'll do videos and
excellent.
All the whole thing. She's seen her uncle several times because he's always posting. And to be honest, he doesn't always intentionally catch sharks. He's usually out for something else. Yeah. And he pulls up a shark. So she's seen him, like, flap this shark and all the teeth. And, like, and they're not, like, what we picture, of course.
So
or maybe what I picture. They're little. They're, like,
they
two, 3 feet.
A huge fish is almost...
That's true. He was holding
as
it up. It's almost as big as you. Yeah, I think it's going to be just really fun and really cool.
Very cool.
But we're going to see sharks here first.
Oh, that's the plan for this afternoon.
They're going to the aquarium to see sharks. How about you, Adrian?
We are going skiing for spring break.
Oh, awesome. I've never been
taking
skiing.
The kids yet. No.
I want to.
My kids love to ski. Mm-hmm. And so we're actually going for my mom's a big birthday. I won't say the number. We're going, the whole family's going. So it'll be fun.
That's awesome. Them.
My parents still ski.
That's awesome.
It's great, yeah.
That's awesome. And something tells me we're going to have a quail hunting adventure sometime in 2018.
Yeah. It would be so awesome.
That would be great.
Yeah. And certainly more conversations like this.
Yeah. Please, anytime.
Thank you both for taking the time with us
today.
Thank
you, Lydia.
Thank you so much.
Texas Parks and Wildlife Podcast is brought to you by Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, supporting high-impact conservation projects across the state. Find out how you can help at tpwf.org.